כל פייסטו פייס. יחם והנחוסם שסביבונו, הקדוש ברוך הוא להוליח המפרשיוס האלו, שיש בהם ייחוד שמוי ויציא הסוציאלי. When you put on the tefillin, you should have kavanah, aside from the regular kavanah by every mitzvah. Then one has to have kavanah, then do this to fulfill the command of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to do this mitzvah. Yes, and special kavanah by tefillin, that if you pay attention to the fact that the parashas inside of them, Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Keshem Echad, is one God who controls and created the entire world. It sees Mitzrayim, which is the event in which we all saw that Hashem is running the world. And we put it on our arm opposite the heart and our head opposite the brain. Good day. But here behind us is, you should remember all the miracles Hashem did for us. That shows us that He's the one who's controlling the world. And only Him. He can change and do whatever he wants in this world and the upper world, spiritual worlds. He shouted like the Shvohu and the Shama Shivavayah. We put on our brain because the Shama is considered resting primarily in the brain. The Lev is the place that also is the source of one's desires and his thoughts. So basically what we're doing is that we're putting these two tefillin that have the concept of Hashem is the only one who's running the world. He's the one we have to be in good terms with. And He took us out of Mitzrayim, which proved to us this fact. And by doing so, if we put on our arm, we are subjugating our thoughts and desires to do the will of Hashem in our brain, to have our thoughts in line and the Shema in line with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when he does this, and remember of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yamid HaNoisa, if you want to run always after physical pleasures, you'll come to the recognition that something more important and more fulfilling and even more pleasant than all the physical ones. Being with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you put on the Shaliyah, one makes a bracha, Lehoniyah, not lehaniach. Lehaniach means to put them away. Lehoniach means to put them on. The yachikach yaniach shalosh. After you put the shalyad, you put on the shalosh. Leivokim broch achas lishteyem. According to the mechaber, someone passes the mechaber, you make one bracha for both the shalyad and the shalosh. Rambam brings our minig. He shayimim the bracha lerosh and nitzras tefillin. In other words, we make the shalyad, we have kavana that the bracha should go for both of them. And now when you put on the shalosh, we have the second bracha for the shalosh, on mitzvah tefillin. If you lay his tefillin time, even if you do not talk between, still make the second bracha. If you leave when you ask him, you should have brachas. Since there is a machlekes, even though we pass, can they make both brachas? Since according to certain opinions, our second bracha is really bracha we should not be making, therefore, we say, which is a bracha that one, it's a pasuk that one says when the Shem Hashem was mentioned without any other good reason. So to prevent the problem of the chashash of bracha v'tolo, we say, Boshim koin masu l'omved. But it's not part of the mitzvah. You don't say kisul yaitse. Even Bosa, the Mishra Guru points out, you have to be careful that to make sure your tefillin are in place on your rosh before you say Boshim. Because you just put out the straps on your head, but not in place. You make the bracha and you say Boshim koin masu, so you will not get mekayim the mitzvah, and end up you spoke in between the bracha and the mitzvah. It's very problematic. So therefore, make sure you position in the right place and then say Boshim koin masu.